childhood, you know, like, and then Baba was wearing his, it was cool evening, so Baba, it was evening time, and Baba wore his coat. Then what? You know, my mother had, she liked handwork also at home, also she used to do, what do you call it, crochet and all that. So she had crocheted a coat for me, you know, it was a pink wool. Mm-hmm. And so, it was lovely woolen coat she had crocheted herself. A pink with white and two straps here, you know, white design here, just that. But she didn't get the measurement, so it was rather loose and big on me, you know. And that coat I had taken out to wear at the school. And that time Baba came in and saw the coat. He took the coat and he wore it himself. He put it on. He said, how do I look in this? Baba said, it looks lovely, you know, beautiful in pink color. Yes, I like it, nice and warm. So he wore it for a little while, and then he took it off and gave it to me, and then he wore his kamli coat. You know kamli coat? The coat that is in the...
I saw that.
Yes, it is. That coat was new that time. Whenever it was winter and cold, he always wore that kamli coat. And so he wore that, and that why it was new. It had no patches on it. It was quite new, had no patches. And Baba looked smart in the dark coat, you know, and hair brown and lovely, and the turban and hair. Then we went to the station. When we went to the station, Baba hid his hair in his coat collar like that, and we went to the station. When we went to the station, Baba used to sit on this bench and wait till the train comes. In those days, there were not many people. There was hardly any people on the station, very few people. So Baba would take his walk, and nobody knew about Baba. So Baba was free to take his walk. And so when Baba was, we were sitting like this, and there are people near the, what you call it, where they sell the tickets and all that, cabin and all that. There are some people around there. So when Baba came here, Baba did not sing loudly. But when Baba went away, the platform was long, so at the end, Baba sang loudly and beautifully. And as he came, his voice got softer and softer. And when he came past from here and came here, he sang loudly and beautifully. And so he couldn't do it without singing. He was singing also on the platform and all that.
Sure.
And then when Baba boarded the train came in, you know. And Baba told the mandi to see a woman's compartment for women for us to sit, and one compartment for him to be sitting with the mandali, you know. The one very small compartment for Baba, and Baba got into this compartment, means, you know what I mean? Compartment?
Yeah, compartment, yes.
Yes, box. Yeah. So Baba was sitting in the box, and he women were waiting outside for them to tell us to board the train, because the mandi was looking for this convenient place for us to be seated in the train. But it was just 1 minute. Then Baba had got in, and the second minute Mustafa came out and said, Baba wants Mera. I said, my God, Baba wants me. So I was very like this. I said, I haven't made any mistake, but why? Baba must tell me something. So I quickly went in the compartment. I said, yes, Baba. Baba said, Baba, I was sitting in the train with his feet like this. You know, there's a longish seat like that. So Baba had his feet. Baba said, massage my feet. I said, yes, Baba. And I sat near Baba's feet and massaged. Just half a minute. And then Baba said, you know, if you massage my feet like this, without missing one day, without missing one day, I will make you like Baba Jan. Oh. I was so surprised. I never thought of being like Baba Jan, and one like me. I just wanted to serve Baba, and I never thought of becoming like Baba Jan. But Baba gave me another surprise, you know, and startled me. I said, all right, Baba. But Baba, knowing the future, you know, I could never do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we reached Bombay, Baba, his room was far away, the Mandali's room were there, and the last room was ours, and then the kitchen and all that. And Baba was in seclusion for so many days that nobody could approach his door, even come near his door. So how can I massage his feet? I was so naughty. He knew I couldn't do it. You know? Very naughty, very sweet, but very naughty. Jai Baba. Our life with Baba is all we have. Other experience we don't have, but these are the things. Jai Baba.
Jai Baba.
Jai Baba.
We were not in mirrors. Baba had not found mirrors as yet. It was not even on the hill. Nobody was living on the hill. Prem Ashram had not started. You know, down the hill, a little before Baba kept observed silence, and once it was after observed silence, Baba used to bathe and wash the leaves. We have the the people of the village are different languages. They're not all same. There's so much strain on them. Body has gone through these things. You see the house night, it's all really. Baba stayed here and then he hurt his hip seriously and could not now go do mass work or move around. Then only Baba stayed more here. And before that also Baba stayed for some time, but then he went to Hyderabad, and again when he came back he stayed here. But that is after 42 or 43 when he stayed here. That is old house and then this new one was built. And then this was being built, then Baba told us what furniture we need, we must have Sarosh. Baba's brother Ali was running a business, a furniture making, very good furniture making, big shop and all, carpenters under his hand, and he used to have these books with them, furniture design and all that. Very intelligent and all that. So in those days, the British were here, so all the officers and their women and all that, they had much good furniture, so he was making good money at that time. Anyway, what I want to tell you is this.
That when Baba in the tomb, in seclusion?
Yes, he was in seclusion, and then he come to near the window, and the frame ashram boys, they studying also, study, books, education. And then certain hours given to them, I don't know what time that was, they all gathered around Baba. They just step out near from the window. He would give them spiritual discourse. Explanation of spiritual things that the children get an idea. So where it was four times, it stays in the head. So that many children who have heard Baba and have felt that Dalo Baba is one of them in the Prem Ashram. Mm-hmm. And others they also. Later on, then Baba disbanded. Baba wasn't fast, so Baba told me to make 2 cups of coffee and set it up. And one boy from the village was engaged to take to take the coffee up on the hill. And he was just like a servant. But of course, you know about Baba and all that. You know all the story. And he was a very young boy, maybe 9 years old. So he was allowed to come in. Inside the door, waiting for the coffee. Has to make a fresh on that. The glasses had to be clean and everything. I said, in the glass, and measure about it. Just 2 cups, and I show him how big the cups. And I put in and give him a boy, and the boy would take it. And what do you think? We did not know that time. Later, after how many days, even I think after Baba finished his seclusion, what do you call it, fast and seclusion. Later he found out. Baba said, he wanted 2 cups, but 2 cups of coffee never came up. Baba, being on fast, this boy was drinking the coffee halfway, he would sit in a bit somewhere and drink the coffee and take the cup. Baba didn't get his whole quarter of coffee, and Baba never sent a word to say the coffee is not enough. It was not 2 cups.
He would drink a cup
of coffee. So see how Baba even overlooked that.
Baba forgave the boy.
Yes,
did he correct the boy?
Forgive him.
He asked him. The boy was honest and said, "Yes, I stole it." When Baba slept in the crypt, did they put a mat down on the floor?
Mattress, of course, to keep you warm. Your physical body. Before Baba is to can't get the word. Baba catch cold very easily, Baba. That's what it's. It's in the family. His mother is father is very
sturdy, strong.
That is why you could do And how his father was a real Danish. What courage, what determination, what strength, you may call it courage also, to, as a young man, he left home and going through the jungle, nothing to wear, nothing to eat on the way, and no bedding, anything, can you remember? And to cross from Persia to India.
Imagine that, walking to
and just begging for food. And you must not, if the food is over, you must not keep it for the evening. Give it to the crows, the dogs, anybody. But you must not think of the what you're going to get nuts. You just depend on God. If God wants you to eat, you'll get it nuts. Because He has done the real thing and He wanted God's realization. And then He got this, you know, this other voice telling him, it's not for you, but it's for the son. And He had thought of not marrying. He was a dervish. He had lived and left the world and sannyasi means, he was given up everything. And when he hears his voice, then he feels very like this, that he has to go to India and to contact his sisters. And she was, I think she was in Pune. Of course, I thought she was in Bombay last night. She was in Pune. And he came here. Look at the young man, 25 years old, you know, 95. And he came and told her, sister, what are we? See, all people are saying your brother, brother is not right in the head, he's never in. Why don't you lead a good, healthy life? Why don't you get married and all that? What is this? Or look at your state, what a state you are in. Like, this is all dusty and tall clothes. And she gave him nothing, make him have a bath and this and freedom. And then she said, why don't you get married? She said, all right, I get married, but I only get married to the girl that he will pick, you know. He's Baba's father, he was sure, and that's her. So one day when he was going someplace, I don't know where he was going on the road, and then a small, not a lane, I think, somewhere. Anyway, he saw this girl. She was only 5 years old, 5 or 6 years old. And he showed this girl. But the Baba's father, no, not what?
Sister.
Sister, father's sister. She was so happy that last he's chosen his girl. He was so young, what to do? So, but she rushed to the girl's mother and said, at those times, these people were good hearted people. They understood anyway. They were all Iranis, and so on, you know. They had good feelings for each other. So, this Baba's, father's mother, what shall we call her?
His aunt.
Her name was Piroja.
His aunt.
Aunt, Baba's aunt. She went quickly to the girl's mother and she talked over to him, talked to her and said, so let us, my brother's brother's estate. His state let us, otherwise he won't marry, he says, and he's picked your daughter, but she's too young, what shall I do? But promise me, we will wait till she gets house grown up and all that, we will wait. But promise me her to Baba's father. So they gave word and promised would you be, and by the time Seriaji was getting 30 years old and 32 years old, and this girl was going to be 14, I think. And by that time, when they were married, would you be 20 years older than she might, and they were happily married, and so on. So what I want to say is, Baba's father, this thing, Baba's father, you know, when he was dervish, he had to go through forests, the dark, coming from Persia. So there was a deep, deep forest. And the forest, it was a nightfall. No lights, just as dark in the cave, so he could not cross through the forest. It was very dark. So he sat under a tree and repeated God's name. You know, he is down, he is down. God is with me. Even though I'm alone here, I'm not alone. God is with me. He was seated. He was having complete faith in God. He sat under the tree saying God's name. And when his day to the night of the way, I don't know, he saw a tiger approaching him. You know, a tiger. He saw two divine, and he saw the figure of the tiger, Janosh, coming near him. And then he said, now, God, you know, he's done. He's done, he's done. He kept on looking at the tiger's eye, the tiger's eye shining in his eye, and he was also looking at the tiger's eye, you know. And he was repeating, he's done, he's done. The tiger sat in front of him and looked at him, and he looked at the tiger. But somebody would be afraid to want to climb up a tree, there were many trees around. No, he sat there, relying on God, he can't do it. faith in God. And after some time, the tiger sat there. He turned around and went away. The tiger went away. Went this morning, and then he continued his walking towards India. But made him come to India, we do it anyway. He came to India.
Did you ever meet Baba's father?
Yeah. Baba's father, we tell the story of Baba's father about about my experience, shall I tell you?
Yeah.
You know, I had much experience. It's a nice thing for you to know. You know what happened? Baba's father got old, and I don't know how old, very old, 17 or 18. He was not feeling well at all, at home in Pune and all that. Shinmai was alone. And that time Baba was, I think, going to the West for the first time. He had taken his brothers with him. The detail I don't know, because we were strict and all that. And we were, we didn't have go out and all that. Anyway, so Baba's father being old, he, his mother, I mean, what, Baba's mother wanted him to have a change, so he came to Nasik. Then we stayed, we had 2, 3, 4 rooms and all that. So he was given a corner and he stayed there. And every morning he would come out on the veranda, the chair, he was seated on the big chair, and he would just come back and forth from the kitchen and to our room and all that. Now, what happened at 10 was, I used to get malaria fever in Nasik. In Nasik, I got malaria fever. So the malaria would come on. The fever would come on. And the fever, it's so much malaria, you know, get cold and sugar and all. And our beddings are all on the floor, no furniture on the floor all day. Yeah. 1 day, 2 days. No, every day, the same hour, I got that fever. Then one day went, and the next day, I got fever. And then they used to give me quinine and quinine and whatnot, so much quinine and all that. And then one day, Baba came from outstation. Baba came and, what's his father? Baba said, got malaria fever. Baba said, bring me the quinine pills. And I had already taken quinine. And you can't take more quinine than it's right. And nobody told Baba. Baba wanted quinine pills. He got the bottle. Mm-hmm. Baba took out quinine pills and gave me. I took them off. And then Baba sent for milk and soda. And that mixed up and so we drink it. And then after that, the fever went down. But the quinine started hammering in my head, you know, in my ear, in my head, strange feeling all that. Also, it makes you go in on that. But I was all right with that. But it was not a cure. For a few days, I didn't feel well. And by that time, Baba had to go outstation somewhere. He didn't stay permanently in Nasik. He just goes back and forth, Bombay here and there. Then, after some days, the fever just come again, and so on. Baba's father, the girl, the cousin, Nadia, of course, she married the cousin. So, Baba's father saw the girl coming back and forth, and he knew that I had fever again and all that. So, Baba's father said, see, I can bring down her fever. But, we were strict, you know, so he had to come in my bedroom. Mm-hmm. So if I'm allowed to come there, then I will see that a fever comes down.
You're not?
Mm-hmm. No, but they had sides, you know, the dervishes, they have.
Mm-hmm. They have. So he had herbs?
He will know about it. So then he, then the Nadia cautioned, they all went there. So he said, of course, why not? He said, I've closed near a bill, I understand. So they, yes, of course. Then they brought him in and he came. And he said one kind of kalam. Kalam is one kind of prayer in Persian. And he said, it's so beautiful. And he just, he was thinking, now it's going to be all right. And he went to his own room. And in just a few minutes, the fever started going down. And it went down, and I was all right. And next day, we thought it might come, but it did not come. Not second day, and third day, it did not come at all.
Yeah, you got cured, didn't you?
Completely cured.
What did Baba say?
Baba was outstation.
But when he came, what did he say?
Yeah, when he was cured.
So you got cured?
Cured in such a way, I received such a good. movement of Baba. From that day, I've never had fever.
So you don't have malaria anymore?
No malaria, no fever. But now I said that, you know, I hope I didn't get it. Fever that! Prayer book, but those prayer books were burnt by the Mormons who invaded Persia. Persia was Israel in those days, how many thousand years ago, I don't know, 12,000 years. But when the Mormons came and invaded Persia, they wanted everybody to become Mormons. So they burnt our books and they destroyed many things. And a few things that his father knew by heart, just a very few books on the history of Iran and such. Very few things were left and that was saved. Otherwise, they seemed very, what do we call it, efficacious. I don't know what word to use. Such perfect prayer and perfect kalams, kalam for this, kalam for that, kalam for that. For fever, it was good. He knew it by heart and he said it. And from that day, I was always mantras. His own nation, his brothers, everybody, many of them young, but others in the family, have bowed in his own aunt. She had her son, but if her son had a birthday and a present, she would buy a present for Baba. If the son has a present, Baba must also have a new coat. If he, she bought this for her son, she will buy for Baba also. Always Baba. So much love. This I want to tell you, that Baba then had so much love for Baba. She was sitting under the tree for years, waiting for Baba for the right moment, the right age, and all that.
And get it down.
So, how much love there is everywhere for Baba. So, in Baba's Jan, one so perfect that Baba Jan was for the master. So, waiting for Baba. And then, you know the story, how she called Baba. And you know, she never allowed anybody, Baba Jan, she never allowed anybody to touch her. She felt like, you know, to give her hand to kiss, otherwise, you mustn't touch her feet. No touch her, never like. But Baba, she would tell Baba, she would put her shirt in the back of that, and she would sit for hours, and Baba, and then Baba, and it's on the back. Without hurting the nail, scratching the nail, the whole thing. So Baba sat for hours, and that till morning, you know. Early hours in the morning, from night he was still there. Baba Jan was sitting there. That means a lot of testing Baba's love also. And Baba said, when Baba Jan told him to stop it, Baba's fingers were just, he couldn't do this, they were just like that all the time. Doing this all the time. And he was like, so what I want to say, Baba Jan's love. And his own mother, Baba's mother, loved Baba the best out of all his children. That is why she was upset because Baba did not stay home and marry and all that. So she had planned for Baba to, because Baba was a brilliant scholar and now going to university. So she was planning that Baba be an engineer or a lawyer or a doctor, it's so brilliant. And Andy's mother will be rich one day and have wife and children. And she was all making one building castles in the air. Quite different, it turned out to be so different. That's why she was very disappointed. That's why for quite some long time she was like, but I'm going to this thing, you know. I tell you, it's very. That is why, what I want to tell you, no celestial in the, around there, all of the north, except for his family. And then later, when Padre knew through Baba's brother, Jan, I think, he knew about Baba Jan, and told my mother about Baba Jan. So, just a handful of jealousy, two children, just two children. My aunt is Padre's mother, my mother, and they used to be by Baba Jan's side. The night side, in the daytime, there's no need to be, in the main road. On the main road, and though the mother did go with fruit and all that, but they sit there for a long time because they're all Mormon people and the Pathans, they're all with the crowd, not around, on one side they would be, seated in Baba Dhan. His seat was like this, but she would sit like this face of her tongue. And she never talked much. And if she did say something so softly, you know? Mm-hmm. So all this resting community in those days, there's nothing, no more spirituality, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Means spiritual master, and they call him master. Anyway, they were all Orthodox, they were going to fire temples, they had the rest of the great industry, the rest of us, prophets. And so they did not follow Baba, nor accept Baba. So that was why they were looking down on Sainmai.
Mm-hmm.
They would point, if she went out somewhere, she would say, if there's somebody in the house, and near the door, they would point, oh, her thing, he been. You know,
crazy.
It's her son. They would point out to her, this is Sainmai. So she would point out to, she was so sensitive, she didn't like on her. So she did her best to keep in the house only.
Mm.
And she never attended weddings or ceremony of this secret trail. Nothing she couldn't go because she couldn't mix with the community.
Mm.
That's why the, all these things happened to her. That's why she was rather bitter in her mind, you know. She was like an outcast.
Mm.
It was not nice. Yes, but I'm coming to the main thing. So, when things, when my mother comes, when did I have this? Again.
Just
when my mother began to, started to love Baba, then have faith in Baba, know about Baba. Of course, she did everything in the quiet. Quiet means you don't go out and advertise, you go to Baba. Baba was not living in Pune. She used to go to Baba Dhan, but through Baba Dhan, going to Baba Dhan, then later on she knew about Baba, that Baba has got realization, or he's got realized by Baba Dhan. So my mother felt that love for Baba and felt good. So she would go to see, when Baba came to Pune, he didn't come to the side, he went to the city side, where this Hindu Baba lover was there, you know, the party, the kitchen house Baba had. He'd there and there, and bhajan and singing and all that.
We have been given, it has been so much, you see, what do you call, hammered into our heads, you see, and we have experienced it. You won't believe, you see, we are sitting here, Baba. I am handling Baba's correspondence of the world. They all come to Adi's place.
Yeah.
From there, all the post of Baba comes here. So I sort the whole thing out. Now just, you just now have some, give some thought to my feelings now. I open the correspondence, you see. I keep everything ready. The cables are there, the letters are there, the cards are there, important things are there. It all depends upon Baba's whim and mood and pleasure, you see. He might ask only to be the table. No time is to be wasted. We have to be very alert secretaries, so to say. If at all we were secretaries, we were slaves. So we had to be more alert, you see. So well, first cable. Baba, I lost my mother. Please bless me, give me some strength, and so forth. Bless my mother, give her, let her soul rest in peace, or whatever rigmarole is there, you see. Then another cable. Happy Baba, I'm so happy that you have blessed us with a son.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and then another one, you see, somebody's wife has left, or somebody's husband has left, or something like that, another telegram or some sort of letters are there. And all these are to be replied, you see, one after the other. And then, and not one day, it goes on every day, you see. Once I reply that Baba is so happy that you have a son, a bonny son, and all that sort of thing. Another, same, and I pick up my pen with another slip of paper and I write, well, may Baba's love and blessing give you strength to bear the separation. You see that? And then another one, you see, well, the world is like that, you see. That's the reason why Baba says that he alone is real, all else is ephemeral. This is how the world is, you see. We can't depend upon anyone. Therefore, hold on to Baba's Dhamma, and he is the only one who is lasting. So never mind if your wife has left or your husband has left. He is there for you. You just imagine how I must be feeling, what must be happening within me, you see, to all this whole show that I'm conducting every day, you see, day in and day out for years together. So that's how
It's my blood now. So nothing matters. All this. What is this? It's mother dying, my mother, father dying, my children dying, this dying. Somebody is happy. I'm happy with this. Those who are happy, I'm sad with those who are sad, you see. Somebody's enjoying, I enjoy. Somebody's really serious, so I sleep seriously. That's all. That's how we live. Sharing their suffering, sharing their joy. And isn't it a dream? How is this moment, you see? It's like that. What is it, Isabel?
He's thinking about the dream.
Yes, it is. This reminds me of a very good story. That's how we have to proceed. Otherwise the game ends. No sooner you're convinced about it, the game ends. You won't be playing the game. You see? It is always like that. It's always like that. It's the hide and seek of the great drama. The great drama itself plays hide and seek with us.
And so when the day comes where
we are embedded in. Yeah. No, it is always open. Then it's also so plain. It's so plain. Nothing can stir you from that conviction or something. And for that, naturally, our daily experiences take us to that particular stage. Even this stage, you might be saying that I have come to that stage. No, even that, I am still at the stage where you said just now. It is so obvious that it is so ephemeral, and sometimes it becomes so realistic that I get myself involved in it. Every day. But this is all a progress towards the goal. It is so. The release is the only end to it.
Release?
Yes. The experience, that is, release from the false. That means when we shed this falseness of ours, that Karen, I am Eraj, I am David, you see. If that falseness is shed, that is the release. The true self is released from the clamping of the false. We are there, imprisoned, you see. Our true self is imprisoned, you see, by this falseness. Till such time we are bound to go through this. It's but natural. But that doesn't mean, Baba says, that we should just feel that we are, oh, it's all fruitless, it's all this. So let's sit, you see. And just ponder, you see, like the lotus eaters, you know. Just think about the whole thing, you see, as just a very remote thing that is happening, you see, and you are so remote from the whole drama that is there. No, Baba wants you to be right in it, but at the same time bear testimony to it, that it is all ephemeral. That's what he says, that's the brave soldier of Baba's love, who is right in the midst of the battlefield. And knows that he's just playing the part of a great warrior.
What is when Baba
says this that you see me, you see, is not real.
So that was like
that's what he said to us. It is like then he gave us a very good figure. Well, you have a very good question. Even this he discouraged, you see. Because truth and reality are quite different, and only he can say this so authoritatively and bring home to us the fact, in spite of his being physically present with us. He being reality, he tells that what you see me now is in a dream. And you say, how can it be a dream? We see you, Baba, you are the God-man. So even this is a dream, Baba says. Reality is quite different. This dream is a real dream. This real dream will one day make you awake, will arouse you to reality. And this real dream is this, that you see me here, I give you discourses, I give discourses to millions of people, I give my audience to millions of people there, people flock around me, they love me, I love them and all that and all this is there, give and take is there, the flow of love is there, but all this is a dream. One day, and I tell you that it's a dream, and you time and again insist that how can it be a dream? We see you, we catch hold of your dharman, you want us to hold of your dharman, we do it. We see you, we feel you. And I say, no, it's a dream, no, it's a dream. So when the time comes for you to be aroused from your dream, this real dream will lead you to that awakening. And then you will know just as when you are dreaming, in a dream, like when you sleep, and in sleep you get a dream, and this whole drama is enacted in the dream. And when you get up, then what happens? In the dream, Baba says to you that, no, it's a dream, I tell you. When you wake up, you will not see me like this. I am quite different. And when you wake up in the morning, you realize, yes, what Baba said was right. In the dream, it was so real that Baba was there. So likewise, there is a real awakening to take place. And when you are awakened from this dream, this real dream, the dream that we have in the night and other things and our life that is there we lead is not real dream. The dream is to be with him when he takes body. That dream leads us to the awakening. So that is the dream. And if we were to tell the world, what will the world think about it? You see, we can't disclose these things to the world. Only those who are capable of digesting such things we can disclose. When you all are close to him, you can disclose this. We can't go and give a lecture like that, you see. Then why the hell did Mayor Baba come then? Mm-hmm.
Sir,
but he did come to tell us this. Helpful. This dreaming of yours is helpful to give you that awakening. Without this dreaming, you will never be awakened. You will continue to be immersed in this, this mire, this pit, you see, of the world. The slush that we are in, you can't get out of it without dreaming that dream.
See, if I had to hold on to Baba's Dhamma without that dream.
Yeah, it is. So you continue that dream, it's helpful. One day you will be awakened from it. And when you are awakened, there is neither Baba nor yourself, nothing except the reality, your true self, which he is. Then you will know. You won't say that. Your realization will be Karen. Realized. Karen's falseness is dropped. That's all. Is this the reality? That's all. It's like that. What is your realization? Realization, you are God already. There is nothing to realize. Your realization is, when the time for realization comes, is when you realize your falseness. The falseness attached to your reality. That you drop. At the time of realization, the shedding of the falseness gives you the realization. Oh, this is the falseness that I have shed, that I have shed. The whole thing vanishes. There is nothing. Baba says, realization is such when illusion vanishes, completely, completely vanishes. Not even giving different values. This is dreaming now, the real dream. Giving a different value is dreaming the real dream. But when the dream, real, we are awakened from even from the real dream, and when you experience reality, illusion totally vanishes. It is not. It is not there, so it is not there.
So even
to reach him. Different aspects of his form, different aspects of his compassion, his love, his kindness, his mercy, his benevolence, these are the rungs on which we climb to go to him, his reality. It's very essential. It is people who are of philosophical trend and they feel that they are great and all that and they consider this as ridiculous, you see, all this, are clinging to the straw, they say. But no, this is very important. Clinging to the straw is those trinkets, these miracles and all these little inner experiences. And this light that you see, and the colors you see in the light, and the sound that you hear, and the sweet scent that you hear. What a good smell. It's surcharged with beautiful, but it's nothing but the rose that is smelling. What the hell is there in that? Nothing. What is this? We have just burnt incense here. There is nothing in it. You follow?
The last one is there.
It's just the rose that is there. Some people come inside, you see, some places, some tombs, somewhere, you see, they go, oh, it's full of spiritual atmosphere, it's surcharged with fragrance. But fragrance is bound to be there, it has been man-made fragrance, it's created there, it's through our imagination, not through our emotions, through our sentiments, it oozes out of our own love, you see, everything is there, the whole thing is there. But we have nothing to do with these trinkets. We have fallen in love with the Beloved. And all what we want is not dolls to play with. We want him now. You see? Nothing will make us happy what do you call these little bells they ring to the children? What do you call them? Toys? What do you call that bell? You know, when a child cries?
Rattle.
Rattle. Nothing, that shouldn't distract us. You see, otherwise, what happens is a little rattling going on with the rattles, you see, and the child gets enticed, you see, and stops weeping and crying and wailing, and just admires that, and gets involved, and gets stuck there. But that is not, these are all trinkets. We cannot be satisfied with that. So that experience will be had. So, there are two different aspects. What I am saying is that this is the false dream, all these things. The occult powers and occult things and all the miracles and lights and brilliance and all these are the false dreams. Real dream is he, his love, his portrait, his figure, his kindnesses, his compassion, the thinking about him, remembering his love and a compassion, all these are the real dreams. These are the real ladders, the rungs of the ladder that will reach us to reality. No opportunity to be with him. No opportunity. Being close to him is not being with him. Your mind and soul must just drop to be with him. That's the, see that stage there? Even that stage, you know, where that lover hankers there, he sees his beloved. Mm. And because he sees his beloved, he's not one with him.
Yeah.
Because there's duality. Yeah. How can you be one with him? You call yourself lover? And you call him the beloved? How can you become one with him? This duality you are creating yourself through love. But that is the height of the last vestige of duality that ends. And there is where his grace descends. Where you do not have even words to glorify him. When you are choked with love and with the peace.